Supposedly, there were two men in Carmen's apartment. Did you see the second man? I guess so. There was a man I didn't know, never saw before. Skinny, dark hair, dark skin. About 30. Funny face. Like it had been hit with a frying pan. Real flat nose. That's why I noticed him. What happened to him? She shrugged. Don't know. I guess he just left, like Carmen. Maybe I should talk to John Cusack. He's in 4B. He should be home. He's between jobs right now. I thanked her and walked up two more flights of stairs, wondering what sort of person would be willing and able to disarm Morelli. I knocked at 4B and waited. I knocked again, loud enough to bruise my knuckles. The door was thrown open and my "what kind of person?" question was answered. John Cusack was 6'4" tall, weighed about 240 pounds, had his graying hair pulled into a ponytail, and had a rattler tattooed on his forehead. He was holding a TV guide in one hand and a can of beer in the other. The sweet aroma of pot drifted out of his hazy apartment. Vietnam vet, I thought. Airborne. John Cusack? He squinted down at me. What can I do for you? I'm trying to get a lead on Joe Morelli. I was hoping you could tell me something about Carmen Sanchez. You a cop? I work for Vincent Plum. He posted the bond on Morelli. I didn't know Carmen Sanchez real good, he said. I'd seen her around. Said hello to her a couple times. She seemed nice enough. I was coming up the stairs when I heard the gunshot. Mrs. Santiago, on the second floor, said you subdued the gunman. Yeah, I didn't know he was a cop. All I knew was he'd shot someone and he was still armed. There were a lot of people coming into the hall, and he was telling them all to stay away. I figured it wasn't a good situation, so I hit him with a six-pack. Knocked him out cold. A six-pack? I almost laughed out loud. The police report had stated that Morelli had been hit with a blunt instrument. It hadn't said anything about a six-pack.